Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Enda Scahill, host of Inside the Banjoverse, and just a brief update, really, regarding the podcast. Firstly, a huge thank you to everybody who has listened over the last year. The podcast has done incredibly well for a music podcast within a niche within a niche, banjo within the niche of folk music, within the niche of music. So it has done extremely well, and thank you to everybody who has listened and downloaded and supported the podcast. As We Banjo 3 are about to head off on our first major tour in 2 years, I'm taking a little step back from podcasting for the next few weeks. I've done a bunch of podcasts last year, really enjoyed them, got to interview incredible musicians, musicians that I look up to and absolutely adore, people like Abigail Washburn and Bela Fleck and Tony Trischka, legends of banjo music, legends of music anywhere. And it's been a great privilege that I got to talk to them and got to interview them for the podcast. So I will be continuing. I'm taking a short break. When I'm back from tour, I have some stuff lined up. I'm going to maybe take a couple of different avenues as well. So branching out, obviously, from the banjo into the wider music world. But also maybe a couple of tangential podcast interviews. I have there's some things that I want to talk about and I want to interview people about that are related to being in music and maybe even just related to being human and being in the world. So there's plenty of stuff to come. There's going to be a little break. Hopefully when I come back later in spring with a bunch of new episodes, you'll all be here to listen, and I will be very happy to welcome you back inside the Banjoverse. Yes, I went there with the cliche. I thought about it. I didn't think about it for very long. I said, you know what? What have I got to lose? So hopefully all you banjo nuts, oh, there he went again, will continue to follow We Banjo 3 on the road. We're heading off for a 5-week tour right across the Midwest of the US. We've got a bunch of stuff coming up in April and in June, July, August, September. We're touring right through the year. Lots of exciting things coming. And me, myself personally, I am launching a Patreon page for my banjo playing. So if you're interested in Irish banjo technique and skills, then check out my new Patreon page. It'll be patreon.com/EndaScahillBanjo. And part of that Patreon, of course, is supporting me in my endeavors to make more of these podcasts, because, as you know, there are little costs associated with having a podcast at all. So I appreciate any and all support that you can shove my way. And if you know people that are Irish tenor banjo players and are interested in improving and in making their technique better, which, you know, and I'm a huge advocate of good technique, send them my way. I'm building a community for people to learn. So it's not so much, you know, me shoveling out tons of banjo lessons in a kind of a cold format. It's very much an ongoing conversation with me in a kind of a mentoring role. So the things that I'm putting together will be like a Discord channel, which is just an ongoing conversation on a kind of a WhatsApp style forum. I'm going to be doing regular Zoom chats where people just get to log in, sit back, have a cup of tea and listen to me talking about the banjo, about, you know, how I create variations, how I go about interpreting a tune. I'm really happy to answer questions. So if people have, you know, things that they're stuck on in relation to issues with banjo technique or picking or bars of a tune that they just can't seem to get their left fingers around, that's what this is all about. And I'll also be producing a tune every month. And it's especially curated, so it's fully notated, tab and staff notation. But what I'm doing with it is slightly different in that there'll be three variations or three versions of the same tune each month. The basic tune, so that you can just learn the format of the tune. And then I'm going to develop it gradually over two other versions. So there'll be a version where we add in simple ornamentation, some chords, and a little bit of variation. And then there's a third round of the tune, which it will have lots of variation, lots of chords, lots of ornaments. And this is to kind of challenge banjo players to just to push themselves. I mean, for the advanced tune, if you went and learned two bars from that and learned a new technique that you can bring and put back into your own tunes, then that's a success. But it's really also to show how a tune can develop from a very simple little tune to a complicated and interesting piece of music through the addition of fairly simple techniques once mastered. So I see my role in all of this as being a guide, as being a repository of a lot of banjo experience, a lot of teaching experience, a lot of ideas around technique and how to improve on an incremental and gradual basis. And so if you're interested in that, that's on Patreon.com/ Enda Scahill Banjo. I'm also posting regular banjo videos on Instagram if you're so inclined. And like I said, check back in a couple of weeks' time. There will be more podcast episodes. And thank you for spending... I'm going to do it. Thank you for spending time with me inside the Banjo Verse. See you soon.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.